switch off your iPhone.
Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on major for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media. Just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Come on.
Camera and your Wi-Fi?
How the fuck can they do that?
Okay, well, our friends at Apple, thanks to the thing, and this is for me, this is thanks to the tech staff at Apple Computers, but police throughout the globe have been embarrassed to see online videos of their officers pepper spraying tied captives. In our age of mobile gadgets, the pictures can be uploaded online in seconds, making supervisors to answer the questions. But now the police may not need to fear scrutiny anymore because Apple has recently patented a piece of technology that would allow the authorities and the police to block data transmission, including video and photos, whenever they like. All they need to do is decide that a public gathering or venue is deemed sensitive and needs to be protected from externalities. In this case, Apple will enable them to switch off all its gear. The developers insist that the affected locations are normally cinemas, theaters, and concert grounds, but Apple admits could be used in covert police or government operations that may need complete blackout. In the meantime, it's pointed that it could be used to prevent such whistleblowers as Edward Snowden from shooting pictures and sharing them online. In response, Apple claimed that the wireless transmission of sensitive data to remote sources of security, with the sensitive data being anything from classified government data to access to academic settings. Anyway, the fact is that Apple has patented the means to transmit an encoded signal to all wireless gadgets, commanding them to disable recording functioning. The developers reveal that the policies will be activated by GPS and Wi-Fi or mobile base stations that will ring fence around the building or sensitive area in order to prevent mobile cameras from taking pictures or recording video. So it's just another step in that direction. I thought they were doing that shit already, you know?
That's some crazy shit right there.
Yeah, but is that only taking place with the iPhones?
Huh?
Well, I know what they do with mine.
They thought that with the iPhones, they're gonna go right through every phone company. They're gonna do whatever they want.
I don't know. How many times has it happened to us?
Right now, hopefully.
No, you just sent me a photo.
Yeah, well, right now, hopefully that all the stuff that I'm doing and I got done keeps them at bay. But,
I posted a link on your page. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, about
the cop? Is that not crazy or what?
Yeah, well, in Nevada, yeah, that's crazy, but in Nevada now you can run a red light. Under existing law, yeah, they just passed this law. But the thing about Chicago, they're number one for everything. They passed New York already.
Yes.
See, under existing law, now we'll go back to Nevada, but they made it where you don't have to, you can, if the light cycles two or three times, you can turn, if it's safe to do so, on a red light now. Or if you're sitting there and you want to wait, yeah. They enacted it as follows, and it was done today. I posted that up on the blog already.
Hello.
Another new study, that crime labs are paid per conviction. So what does that tell you?
Hello again?
so he finds the state crime labs are paid per conviction.
Oh, I get you. So okay. As long as they turn up something worth of something, then they get a paycheck.
Yeah. There's a bias problem in the state crime labs, though. Funding crime labs through court assessed fees creates another channel for bias to enter crime lab analysis. In jurisdictions with this practice, the crime lab receives a sum of money for each conviction given or type. Let's see. Collection of court costs is the only stable source of funding for the crime lab. $10 is received for each guilty plea or verdict from each speeding ticket, and $50 from each DUI. In Broward County, Florida, money is deposited in the trust fund or principally court assessed on conviction of driving or voting under the influence, which is $50. Selling or manufacturing, delivery, or possession of a controlled substance is $100. Several state statutory schemes require defendants to pay crime lab authority fees upon conviction. North Carolina general statute requires for the services of a state crime lab, that judge in a criminal case is assessed as a $600 fee. Illinois crime labs receive fees upon conviction for sex offenses, controlled substance offenses, and those involved with driving under the influence. Mississippi crime labs require crime laboratory fees for various conviction types, including arson, aiding suicide, and driving while intoxicated. Even though similar provisions exist in Alabama, New Mexico, Kentucky, New Jersey, Virginia, and until recently Michigan, other states have broadened the scope even further. Washington statutes require $100 crime fees for any conviction that involves lab analysis. Kansas requires a $400 fee. In addition, those already listed in the following states also require crime lab fees: Arizona, California, Missouri, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. But think about how you see. Are they being paid to provide the analysis to win conviction? Their findings are then presented to juries. Careful, meticulous work of an objective scientist. No wonder there have been so many scandals. I'm sure we'll continue to see more. That's true.
You know, I've got like a split decision with that. I can't understand them getting extra pay for doing
what they're trying to do.
Right, exactly. Because don't get me wrong, we've used crime labs to solve many different things, kidnappings and different things dealing with children, and we need for those people to be on their A game. But just the simple fact to, you know, up the ante that there's money involved, you know, how can there be any type of biased decision, because the lab should be completely biased. If you find something, you find something. If you don't, you don't. You don't go trying to dig up something that just ain't there.
Yeah. But that's the system we let work, because nobody will do anything about it. You know, if 10 people get a ticket, 9 of them are just going to pay it.
This is a crazy world with the ignorance in society, man. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Let me see who this is.
God, it's a damn government.
334. Who's
yeah.
this?
Chuck.
Tell us your name, please.
Chuck.
Chuck, how you doing?
Good, you?
Not bad. It's 79 degrees. Sun's going down over the hill outside, and I got a slight breeze coming in off the ocean. Other than that, I'm doing great.
You're such a fucker, man.
Humid as shit here.
That was last week.
Well, what's going on with the topic tonight?
Well, you know, I just laid out the one where Apple gave the police an app to switch off your phone, your iPhone, or anything going through your GPS and other things on your phone to shut you down.
Oh, I've already said that. I don't do Apple, never have liked Apple, period.